For Mission Network News, I'm Greg Yoder. The earthquake that struck Java, Indonesia 3 weeks ago hit an area where AMG International has had work for many years. AMG's national partners are ministering to people's physical needs and trying to bring them hope in Christ. AMG's Paul Jenks says working through the local church is strategic, and hopefully they'll have long-term impact.
That gives us a presence that it's not a surprise to anyone. We're not there to proselytize or to just take advantage of the situation, but to really be hands and feet and to express the love of Christ to people that we've had long-term relationships with.
Next, 2,500 U.S. soldiers have now died in the war in Iraq. Bible Pathway Ministries wants to make sure all U.S. service personnel have an opportunity to know Christ. That's why they're handing out the military edition of Bible Pathway. Bible Pathway's Ken Sharp says the war has seen soldiers turn to Christ in large numbers. They simply can't supply enough Bible Pathway books to meet the need. Pray that Bible Pathway will receive the $30,000 needed to print 10,000 more copies. And millions of sports fans around the world are interested in one thing, the World Cup. With the World Cup craze at hand, the American Track Society's Chris Noguera says they've produced a track called 2006 World Cup Soccer, Who Will Win? The message in the track isn't only about the World Cup, says Noguera.
It basically has an evangelistic message in it. It's more about winning, but not only winning the game of soccer, but winning in the game of life. There's no guarantee that people can win in a game of football or soccer, but you can win in the game of life if you put your trust in Jesus Christ.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. International Aid is making available Charles Billingsley's CD, Enduring Treasures, Timeless Hymns for Today, a free gift we hope will draw you into a closer relationship with Christ. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.